a Methodist circuit rider on the Indiana frontier, on this moment of Indiana history. On the Indiana frontier, formal church buildings and certified pastors were few and far between. The Methodist Church relied on men with a talent and passion for preaching, but usually without formal training. Known as circuit riders, these itinerant ministers covered hundreds of miles every year, preaching in small log churches and holding outdoor camp meetings to attract new converts and invigorate existing members. In 1874, 80-year-old Eli Farmer recorded his adventures as a circuit rider in a 283-page manuscript. The longtime citizen of Bloomington, Indiana, was born in Kentucky, where his hardscrabble youth featured neither faith, schooling, nor stability. Only learning to read and write at age 18, he became convinced within several years, while riverboating with his brother on the Ohio, of his hellbound fate. Finding salvation at a camp meeting, Farmer almost immediately went about saving souls. Uneducated but enthusiastic, Farmer's natural gifts of oratory served him well as a preacher, proclaiming his message no matter the opposition from backwoods unbelievers. Farmer was appointed by the Methodist leadership to various circuits throughout his ministry. In 1826, his circuit spanned 300 square miles on either side of the Wabash River in both Indiana and Illinois. Having endured and subjected his wife and children to the hardships attendant to his occupation, Farmer eventually gave up year-round circuit riding. Until his death in 1881, he was a respected member of Bloomington's business and political community. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.